This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want to discuss. Just dial on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, we didn't do much more than scratch the surface in the last hour of what's happened down in Charlottesville, Virginia, where we actually used to be on air for quite a while on WCHV. Unfortunately, we no longer are. There's a lot of conflict happening between two distinct, kind of detestable groups. There's the white nationalists, or whatever you want to call them, and then there's also the anti-fascists, or Antifa, whatever you want to call that particular.
So I've heard the term alt-right used, and I'm
some
not
sort
sure
of rally called Unite the Right, I guess, was what was happening.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the alt-right always means racial stuff. But
it sure has taken on that feel.
The smear is there, right? But don't. This is the thing that I just don't trust. The media, quote unquote.
Right.
Like I'm the media. I don't know what the media is, but there are those in the media that the first thing they do with any, with anybody with whom they disagree is paint them with a racial brush. Right? This happens with libertarianism all the time. We read an article earlier this week or last week, I can't remember exactly what it was, but quite recently, that basically saying, using the term government school as opposed to public school, and I think to be a more precise term, a government school is a government school, a public school exactly is that. That gives the notion that you have some kind of control over school and you don't. A government that's using the term government school has these racial roots, and people who do it are really just hearkening back and want
to. It was a stupid article.
It was a stupid article, but it happens all the time.
Look, I want to get back to Sean in Virginia, and then we're going to go to, I believe, Christopher Cantwell, who is on hold and who was in the middle of the fighting that was going on last night. There's a video footage of him online as well as photos of him fighting with the anti-fascist counter-protesters. But we've got Sean still on the line with us here in Virginia listening to WNIS. And, Sean, you were commenting on how the media, in the case of the alt-right and their events, has tried to blow up their estimated numbers, at least in your experience. So not doing what they frequently do with, small-ish groups of protesters, which is to sort of underestimate the number of people attending. You're saying they are overestimating both the numbers of the alt-right and the numbers of the Antifa groups to make it look like a much larger conflict than it actually was? We have Sean in Virginia.
Yeah, if you look at the reports that they are putting out right now, a lot of them will say estimated protesters showing up on Saturday, okay, which is today. So you're looking at reports from the media saying estimated people to show up. Apparently, the protest was shut down early, but they were expecting thousands, 2,000 to 6,000, if you look at the reports from even the Daily UK and from Chicago Tribune. So that's what I'm seeing. So I'm seeing estimated, but no one has put out hard numbers of who has shown up.
I can tell you this. There's a photo right here on New York Daily News, nydailynews.com, which is a wide shot of this location in, I presume it's Charlottesville, with a statue. The statue, I believe, of Robert E. Lee or something like that. Mm-hmm. So from the back in the Civil War days, and the large number of the nationalist folks who are surrounding this statue, they all have torches, and there are definitely hundreds of them. Now, I believe this was at the time when they were surrounding the statue as the anti-fascist or the Antifa group was directly around the statue. They're the much smaller, it seems to be the much smaller number in this this photo, and they are well outnumbered by, I mean, I'm not good at estimating crowd sizes, but this is a fairly tightly packed crowd. I would say several hundred at least people, maybe at least 500, you know, the white nationalists or alt-righters. Sean, have you seen any of these wide shots at all from what happened?
I have, but I also saw the Hillary shots of her rallies during the election. So I don't trust these photos.
Yeah, so, that's a good point.
Yeah, a photo is a photo, but they purposely overestimate or project the amount of people that showed up. I'm telling you, read the reports. They will say estimated amounts that show up, but no one's put hard numbers out there. So, yeah, a photo is worth a thousand words that we can talk all day about it. But what they're doing is making this – they are blowing this up. The reason I found about that this, my father from California, which is where I'm from, called me up and said, are you watching the news? I turned it on. I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Because
it is pretty stupid. I mean, all this is over a damn statue.
Yeah, because it's a slow news weekend, because we haven't gotten nuked by North Korea, so we got to make up news today, right? So here we have...
Well, this is news. I mean, this isn't, you know, this isn't just some sort of lame-o story. This is definitely news. I mean, you've got conflict in the streets, you've got fighting, you've got somebody being run into by a car. But, Sean, I appreciate the...
I'm not arguing the news, but I am saying when you declare a state of emergency and have
that
the president speaking
ridiculous.
On it compared to other protests, this is overblown compared to
I'll
what
agree with you there.
Happening.
Yeah, this is not a state of emergency. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to what I believe to be Christopher Cantwell on the guest line here tonight. Chris, you were – it is Chris, right, I presume?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay.
Hey, good to be with you, gentlemen.
And are you on – are you calling us from Charlottesville? Where are you at tonight?
I am calling you from an undisclosed location that is not Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, we know that you were somewhere near Charlottesville last night because there are pictures of you and video footage.
Or somebody who looks remarkably like you.
Someone wearing a Radical Agenda T-shirt who looks a lot like you.
Someone who was wearing your clothing.
Yeah, let me go ahead and just dispel any confusion. You're talking about me, okay? And let me just make it also clear that what we came to do here had an explicitly racial message to it, and I think that I believe the last caller's name was Sean, is misguided in that everybody would be extraordinarily unwise to downplay the significance of what happened in Charlottesville last night and today.
What happened in Charlottesville?
What was the significance?
Well, okay, so what? So it was some kind of a Unite the Right rally that you went down there for. What was that, first and foremost, and then we can get into what actually transpired?
Yeah, so, I mean, the idea behind it is, what you have on the right in America is this constant, everybody wants to attack one another, and that, you know, we're being libertarians, we're familiar enough with this, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, in the case of the right, I mean, you're dealing with an actual political force that stands to gain or lose political power, whereas the libertarians are sadly mostly irrelevant, at least right. So far as electoral politics go.
Yep.
What's going on is, on the right, you have people who are noticing demographic trends and trying to address them, and then you have other people virtue signaling and calling them racist Hitlerites for pointing out obvious facts. And so the Unite the Right rally was, at least what I went there to say, was to deliver the message of do not punch right. The alt-right, I'll clarify, Mark,
not
is an explicitly
right.
White nationalist movement. I'll explain, don't punch right in a minute. The alt-right is an explicitly white nationalist movement. There's a phenomenon that some people call the alt-light. They are civic nationalists. They're kind of like, hey, we'll talk about how ridiculous the feminists are, but if we start telling the truth about race, we're going to lose money, so we don't want to do that, right?
All right.
So the idea behind it was to try to our effort, what we would like to see happen, I doubt that the Republican Party is exactly going to get on board anytime soon, is to tell them to stop trying to chase us out of the movement in order to virtue signal against us, because it doesn't do them any good, okay? What I mean by punching right is it is not a smear against the right to say that they are racist, okay? In-group preferences are a normal phenomenon. They are an important feature of the human condition. And the fact that we have people trying to chase this survival instinct out of our psyches is a very serious problem that needs to be solved. And so when people who are ostensibly right-wing are screaming racist at everybody to their right, what they are doing is they are fortifying the left. The left never
attacks their own for being too crazy. I see what you're saying. You're saying the people... Hold on, Chris. We're going to bring you back for more about what happened last night. You were deep in the middle of the conflict, and we'll continue. 855-450-FREE. By the way, don't agree with what Chris is saying here, but we know him, and he was involved. So more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here, the live Saturday edition at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you're going to be showing up to a protest where the sides, who both of them are fairly detestable in their political positions and their beliefs, that both sides might have a propensity for violence towards one another, probably wouldn't be a bad idea to be wearing a bullet blocker.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, you know, whatever. If you're at any location where you're talking about, you know, two groups that are in conflict, I don't care what you think about those particular groups, it's a good idea to have some level of protection. Bulletblocker.com offers clothing, a huge selection of jackets, backpacks, briefcases, different types of clothing. The products are attractive, well-made, right here in the United States. It was a company that was founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. And you can right there, you can go right there, take a look. You have to have a nice jacket. You might as well have a nice jacket that stops bullets, too. Get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com.
All right. Well, a lot of people have very strong opinions about this man. He's Christopher Cantwell and former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who we had to dump because of your turn towards racism, Chris.
And, Lord.
Well, that's what happened, wasn't it? That is what happened.
It's not inaccurate.
You know, you're still welcome to call in, and you did. And in fact, I asked you to.
You asked him to call in.
Yep. I asked you to call. That's what I said. I asked you to call in tonight because I know you were in the midst of what happened last night in Charlottesville, Virginia, where the alt-right, aka white nationalists, were conflicting violently with the Antifa or the anti-fascists. And you were kind of going on explaining what your viewpoint was about punching right, where, and let me see, if I don't want to put words in your mouth, but let me see if I can understand, recap what you said and tell me if I got it right. So you on the alt-right are upset that other people on the right would be punching against you, not literally in real life, but sort of figuratively, where they will attack you and the other racist white nationalist folks, whereas you believe that y'all should be teamed up to fight the leftists. Is that right?
Yes, I'd say that that's an accurate depiction of a summary of what I said, yeah.
So this was this Unite the Right rally that you went to with what looks like in this, at least in this one wide shot that I've seen here, it looks like hundreds, I would say several hundred of the white nationalists, because if you can identify them by their tiki torches, which is pretty funny, you have to admit, in the photo. Would you say, what would your estimates be as far as how many people were at this statue situation last night?
I am terrible at this. Like this, visually measuring distances and crowd sizes, yeah. I am explicitly awful at it. But I will say, I'm going to say it was no less than 200 people at UVA last night.
I'd say you're conservative on that. It seems like much
I'm
higher.
Trying to be.
Yeah.
It was a large event. There's no question about it. You know, basically, I mean, this is probably this is. I don't think I'm inaccurate in saying this is the biggest thing that the alt-right has done.
That's probably
true. Unless you believe the mainstream media by saying that we got Donald Trump elected. If you believe we got Donald Trump into the White House, this is number two. But if not, this is number one.
Now, so you guys had gone to this location because of some kind of controversy over a statue of Robert E. Lee from the Civil War, the general. What sort of spurned this whole thing into happening?
So the thing, you know, you might have noticed, I'd be surprised to find out you hadn't talked about this already, that there's a phenomenon going on that they want to basically erase American history. You know, that they've already gone and taken down the Confederate flag from just about everywhere. They're now going after statues. And so in this case, it's Robert E. Lee, who is obviously a general for the Confederacy. You know, but in other cases, it has been other Civil War figures. And down in Houston, Texas, they actually went after a statue of Sam Houston, who was the governor of Texas and was removed from power because he would not fight the Confederacy, because he would not fight in the Civil War, or that he would not support the Confederacy. And he was removed from power for that, but the leftists still want to remove him. And we've already heard it said that the officials here in Virginia are looking to go after Monticello, which is Thomas Jefferson's
home.
Estate or whatever, right? Because they're trying to erase basically white people and what they perceive as, as far as they're concerned, whiteness is the same thing as racism, and they need to erase racism and white people from the face of the planet. And so that's what they're working on doing, and we're not very happy about that, frankly.
Yeah, I do. This is happening worldwide, or at least, in sort of, Europe and the United States, is that it appears as though no historical figure stands up to sort of modern sensibilities. And because no historical figure stands up to modern sensibilities, and that's a true statement, right? Like, they don't stand up. Then they must go. The lynching now occurs, and the monument must come down. And exactly to whom do you build these monuments? Go ahead and build a monument, for God's sake.
I'd love to see the Civil War statue come down here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a terrible thing.
War statue in Keene, New Hampshire represents specifically all
Union, right?
All of Union soldiers, as opposed to one general or something like that. They've been going after largely southern soldiers southern generals and that sort of thing because, well, they were on the wrong side of history in that circumstance and, blah, blah, blah. But
so was this the rally? Was the whole rally intended to rally around this statue, or did it move there from elsewhere? What happened?
So Jason Kessler organized the thing around the statue. Now, it was also a follow-up to a more private event that they had done at UVA where they marched to another statue on that campus. So that was sort of the idea behind it. That was the rallying point, if you will. But in my opinion, it's a far broader message than we want to keep this statue. The problem is we are feeling as though we are under attack as a racial group. Now, maybe you think I'm wrong about that, and okay.
It seems pretty silly. Same idea of the Christians saying that they're under attack, too.
Well, exactly. As a matter of fact, I agree with them that they are. I don't see any other racial group. Like, you cannot speak ill of any racial group except white people. You cannot speak ill of any religious group except Christians. And I don't understand why that's so difficult for people like you to understand. You guys understand how corrupt the system is. You understand that the media is a bunch of lying, tools of the machine. And you don't witness these obvious things that are happening right in front of you, that yes, Christians are under attack and white people are under attack. Under what circumstances would we be allowed to explicitly speak ill of racial or religious groups other than white people and Christians?
I don't live in these worlds. I mean, in the world I live in, Chris, there's Christians everywhere. They are the majority of the country as far as, religious belief is concerned. And, every day is peaceful for me, like black folks, white folks driving by, riding by on their bicycles, people waving. I mean, all is well here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's why I moved there. It's a nice place.
Hang on. Can you stick with us, Chris? We'll continue here if you don't mind.
Yeah,
Christopher Cantwell is with us here from his website, Christopher Cantwell. You're promoting ChristopherCantwell.com or RadicalAgenda.com?
Both.
All right.
I'm ChristopherCantwell.com.
All right, there you go. More with Chris here. We're going to find out what exactly went down. Why did the fight? Who started the fight? Because that's going to be a big he said, she said thing last night. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You, of course, can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, if you've got Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, you really ought to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, J-A-X-X.io, is where you can go to download it, or your Google or Apple App Store. It's cross-platform, so you can get it for not just your smartphone, but also for your desktop computer, whether it's Linux, Mac, or Windows. There's also browser plugins for Chrome and Firefox. Just go to JAXX.io. They built in Shapeshift integration in there, which makes it easy for you to exchange between currencies. So if you have some Bitcoin, but you want to turn that into, let's say, Ether, you can do that easily from within Jax. And it was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is one of the founders of Ethereum. He made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. At Jax, they're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. We're talking with Christopher Cantwell, who has been in some of the headlines over the last couple of days, or in the articles, about Charlottesville, Virginia, and that's because he is a right-wing... I don't know. Chris, would you describe yourself as a fascist today? You're definitely a racist. Would you accept fascist?
You know, I don't see fit to argue with people who call me a fascist anymore. Put it that way. Like, here's the thing. Honestly, like, I still consider myself a libertarian, though, and here's why. I'm envisioning a world where all resources are privately owned, okay? And so we don't have democratic governments, you know, creating public institutions that everybody has a say over. You know, I'm talking about privatizing all resources, all right? Just like, which I think all libertarians are at the end of the day. And so whoever owns the property is the ruler of that property, and they can tell, they can dictate the rules of that in whatever way they see fit. That's the world that I want to live in.
In that world, you've got your little like white neighborhood, and if I want to live in a neighborhood where anybody's allowed to be, you know, whether they're from Central America or the Middle East or whatever, then you would not like attack us with tiki torches.
No, of course. If you want to move into a black neighborhood, Ian, have at it.
Yeah, this brings up for me, what would you say, I guess you can answer what your goal is. You can't speak for every alt-righter in America or anything like that. But what would you say sort of the overall goal here is? One of the things I find difficult with sort of some of these racial points that are made is like, what's the point? Fine, you've got your point made. What exactly do you want to see in longer term?
I want to see people be able to have honest discussions, gentlemen.
Okay. Now,
what we talked
about,
what got me kicked off of Free Talk Live was standing up for an intellectual who made an honest intellectual inquiry into the topic of race and IQ. And I understand why you had to get rid of me, okay? You've got affiliates, you've got advertisers. I'm not blaming you for this. It's a problem with the way our world operates that when people make true statements and those true statements are deemed racist, then all hell breaks loose for the people making those statements. And that is an unjust problem. That is an unjust state of affairs. That is a problem that prevents us from making judicious political decisions. And it is destroying our country. And if we don't stop this from happening, then I foresee far worse violence occurring than what occurred in Charlottesville this weekend. You have racial tensions in this country are absolutely spiraling out of control, and the only people who are not allowed to assert themselves are white people. If anybody,
by the way, it seemed like it was mostly white people fighting each other last night.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of white people. What would you say the goal is, though, Chris? What would you say your goal is?
My goal is to normalize racism. I want it to be a normal topic of discussion.
And what do you like? Once it is a topic of discussion, and you come, and society has some kind of conversation about it, what do you want to see happen? Do you want blacks removed from America? I mean, exactly what?
I don't think that that's practical to do. But you know, so for example, look, I'm not active within it, but I'm very supportive of the New Hampshire independence movement, for example. Okay, so we cannot share a system of government with people who radically disagree with our way of life. And we cannot, we have to have 320 million people.
Sure, but the people are individuals, and this is where we
broke. Let me answer the question.
We can get to that, but Chris has had plenty of chance to talk here. So the issue is not that, you know, our advertisers would be upset, Chris. The reason why I wanted Chris off the air is because we don't want to have a racist there, but I'm going to hit the dump
button.
We're going to give you that. We're going to give you a pass on that one, Chris, because we know you. But most of the time, we have to hang up on somebody.
I know that, and I'm sorry. I see people waving at this hotel, and I'm wondering if the communists have found me. That's what happened. I apologize.
Hopefully we can get back into what's going down there in Charlottesville. But I just wanted to clarify something. We got rid of you after a long amount of deliberation over this because, you know, you are a friend. You're a tough friend to have. But I want to try to model, you know, proper behavior to even, you know, everybody if I can. And I think that looking at people as individuals is the most important thing. So to make a blanket statement like, well, we can't live with people who don't have the same viewpoint, it sounded like you were talking about blacks versus whites. And there are individuals within those groups who are very different, right? Like you were facing off against a bunch of white people last night, at least according to the footage and the footage and the photos that I saw. I mean, it was whites versus whites having a big old fist fights last night. There was pepper spray. There were tiki torches being swung at each other, and all of this over a statue. So I agree with you. People who don't agree with liberty, I would prefer they not be around. But those people are of all different skin colors and of all different origins. So this is where we really had our big disagreement. Was you say you have all these facts about these groups, and maybe some of it's true. I don't know. Again, numbers can be fudged, and all kinds of people can do statistics and based on how they ask the questions and all that. But
I don't. Ultimately, it doesn't particularly matter. If someone came up with statistics that said that whatever my ethnicity is the dumbest ethnicity around, right? We're just a bunch of knuckle dragging, mouth breathing morons. That's not going to change my opinion about me. I'm going to say that I'm a smart guy. Everybody says this about themselves, by the way. Well, they say gal or guy or, I don't know, androgynous space whatever. But they say they said themselves that they're wise and they're smart and they make good decisions until they make bad decisions. So for me, what it's about is this the blanket statement, whereas I'm an individual. If I don't want that statement made about me, and it doesn't apply to me, even if it was true about whatever ethnicity people believe I am. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. Well, when I'm talking about all these people living under the same system of government, this is the reality that we face today, okay? And depending, you can have differences of opinions within a geographic territory. You can have differences of opinion within a system of government. What you have in America today, you can forget about the racial part if you want. You just call it left and right.
Yeah.
Half the country absolutely hates the other half, guys.
Yeah,
it's
true.
And it gets worse and worse every single day. The answer to this is that we need to live separately.
I agree
with that
100% with that, Chris. When you talk about the socialists, agreed 100%. We simply can't live happily in the same particular land masses. And by God, Vermont's right next door. Go away, is what I say.
Right. I want the socialists out, whatever their color, their skin, whatever their gender, whatever their religious beliefs are. And I want the libertarians in New Hampshire, whatever their color, their skin, whatever their religious beliefs. Now, let's go back to last night at this Unite the Right rally. Christopher Cantwell is with us. Can you stick with us for one more segment, Chris?
I can. Looking forward to it.
All right. Hopefully the commies won't raid your hotel room in the, here in moments. Stand by. We're going to bring you back. Christopher Cantwell with us here. We're going to go and find out what happened last night. Because I still want to know, I'm sure both sides are going to say they started it. Whichever side it might happen to be that you're talking to. And so just want to get Chris's opinion on how this all went down. Because people were in a brawl last night. I mean, it was pretty brutal looking in this footage. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or dog-o-sud shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, dial, toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're talking with Christopher Cantwell, who is from the alt-right. He is a self-admitted racist. He's a former host here on Free Talk Live, and that was the reason we ended up having to break up with him. But he's still welcome to call in. In fact, I invited him to call in tonight because he was in the midst of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia last night outside of some sort of outdoor statue for Robert E. Lee. And you were part of an event called the Unite the Right event that you were attending. And what it appears like several hundred, at least, tiki torch wielding attendees at this statue. Can you kind of paint the picture, Chris? When you guys showed up at this statue, were the Antifa or the anti-fascist counter-protesters, were they already there surrounding the statue? Because I saw footage where they were sort of, I don't know, locked arms or whatever around this statue, and then you guys kind of came in from the outside. What was it like when you got there, and how long before the fights broke out?
So the first thing I want to say to you guys is that I have reason to believe I might get arrested in a minute. I've just been informed that there's police here asking about the entrances and exits to the hotel.
Okay.
So if I drop the phone, that's what's going on. Okay?
All right.
I got my camera on. I want to tell you guys, I have three pistols in this room. They are on the desk. They're on the TV stand of the hotel. I'm on the other side of the room. I have a camera running on me. I'm trying to turn on my Ustream right now.
All right.
So I have to say, first things first, the communists absolutely started the fight. They absolutely attacked us, and it was stupid of them to do so because they were dramatically outnumbered.
That's what it looked like.
When we went to UVA last night, the original plan was not to have police involved. And when we had our leadership meeting, they told me that law enforcement was not involved. And I said, these people are dangerous. We know that they are dangerous. We can't do anything without law enforcement. And our security called law enforcement, and law enforcement said that they were going to clear out our opposition. And they were supposed to have done that, but apparently not all of them saw fit to leave. And they were there when we got there. And there was maybe, I don't know, I'm going to say 25 or 30 of them, mm-hmm. you know, compared to our 200-plus.
Yeah.
And they attacked us anyway, you know? You know, you guys, wow. Look, a lot of people might have a lot of different ideas about, you know, what are you doing? Don't do that right now, okay? What do you call? I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So they swung on our guys, okay? There's a picture of my Facebook cover profile right now. Profile cover photo is of me pepper spraying a guy. That guy punched two white nationalists before I pepper sprayed him. He was coming at me next, and I pepper sprayed him. It was shortly after that it just erupted into an all out brawl. Okay, and they got one of our guys into a wolf pack that the leftist got on top of him, and I jumped on top of that pile and I hit one guy in the back of the head a few times. I knocked somebody else over who was kicking somebody, and then I saw a woman with an expandable baton. Who was cracking guys on the head with it. I thought she was going to kill somebody, so I tackled her. And at that point, I got pepper sprayed or mace.
Wow.
I took a bath in it. They had, like, the riot control stuff or whatever. It was the communists that did it. It wasn't the cops. And I had to be dragged away.
And you did not get arrested, at least yet.
I did not get arrested. There is a rumor.
It doesn't sound like anything
somebody who is,
you've said there is an arrestable offense. It all sounds like self-defense, what you said there.
It should be seen that way. But, of course, you know, this is the problem that we have. This is why I say we need to normalize racism. Because of my political opinions, I will not be treated fairly, okay? If I get arrested for this, they're going to put me in jail. I'm going to be surrounded by black people, and I'm going to be a notorious white nationalist who's charged with a hate crime, okay? Just because I defended myself against communist agitators who are trying to erase my race and history.
And so now you are in some hotel that you will not name. In presumably the Charlottesville area, police are apparently surrounding the exits, and this is happening while we're on the phone with you. Should we let you go, Chris, and that way you can focus on your...
You know, I'm happy to continue talking to you guys, and honestly, I feel a little bit of a bit of security, frankly, from it. I just turned my Ustream channel on. If anybody wants to do that, ustream.tv/liberty-patrol. And I'm sitting here. I feel a blanket of security from publicity here. You know, I'm out here telling my story. I'm telling you exactly what happened. I'm confessing that I was involved in an act of violence.
Right.
Because I believe that I have committed no crime.
And you did that earlier on a live stream on your Facebook, which I caught. I caught a little bit of where you kind of were just again sort of summarizing what had gone down. So the fight ensued. It looked pretty brutal for some of the participants that were involved in it. At some point, cops did arrive and the sides were separated. What happened then?
I was soaked in tear gas last night, and the cops were right by me, and they did not give me any hard time. We were allowed to leave fine. Today, it's important to note.
Who tear gassed you? Who tear gassed you?
I was sprayed by communists. I don't know their names.
Huh.
But it was our political opposition, not the police.
Gotcha.
And I got sprayed again today. So today's events. Now Jason Kessler got a permit for this months ago. All right, and we have been trying our best to do this legally and peacefully. All right, it's supposed to be a peaceful protest about government policy. And they yanked our permit because of people threatening us. Okay,
huh.
So the Antifa, the communists, they say that they're going to shut it down, that they're going to attack us. I mean, there's a look at Bradley Manning's Twitter profile. He's talking about the curb stomping Nazis. Okay,
wow.
I mean, the whole entire thing. We've been getting threats against us, and so we tried our best to work with law enforcement. Now they yanked our permit because of the opposition threats. They say there's going to be problems here, so we're going to shut down your event. Now, Jason Kessler, we're not friends with the ACLU, folks, okay? But we got the ACLU involved, we went to court, and we won our case, and then we started coming up to the park for the event today, and I got maced. A lot of other people did. I was not in any fight today. But I got maced anyway, just for walking towards the event.
So
okay?
these are the Antifa
assembly before anybody got to talk.
Yeah, and we've seen the Antifa. I mean, it's hard to say which group is more detestable, the Antifa or the white nationalists. But it definitely seems like from the examples that we've seen, the Antifa people are aggressive. They do just sort of attack people without any reason.
I went to Chelsea Manning's Twitter page here, and to what Chris is referencing is... there's Chelsea Manning looking as menacing as she can, wearing what I would call a black wife beater with black pants and a black pair of boots, stomping on the camera, stomping towards the camera. I don't know what this could possibly mean other than, yay, support violence stuff. I mean,
she's not a libertarian, as many libertarians were disappointed to discover after she got out of prison. Chris, anything else you want to share tonight about the status or what's going on down there? How long are you going to be down there for? I mean, presuming you don't get thrown in the clink tonight.
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to be here for like 1 to 5, it looks like right now. I really don't know what my plan is right now. Like, there's a state of emergency here, so I'm sketchy about traveling. There's people that are inviting me to gatherings, but I'm thinking that I shouldn't leave my hotel. And now I have to find out if the police are asking about the exit here is because they want to come arrest me. If that's the case, then I'm going to be here at least for the night, but I want to get back to King as soon as I can safely do that.
Christopher Cantwell, thanks for spending an hour with us, giving your side of what happened last night. I appreciate it. I wish you the best of luck tonight, and have a good night.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, from Radical Agenda there. Don't agree with his viewpoints on race at all.
No, his feet, he was feet on the ground for what happened.
Yeah, he was in the middle of it. That picture of him with the pepper spray actually turned out to be a really good action shot. Like the photographer from Indy Star actually got the photo at the moment when the pepper spray is actually leaving the canister and contacting the Antifa guy's face. It definitely seems like the Antifa folks do have a propensity towards starting conflicts. I mean, we've definitely seen that. It was out in Berkeley, of course.
Well, I don't know. We never know exactly, right? Like, there's, the people go there. Cantwell didn't not go for conflict, right? Like, this was a conflict-oriented thing.
Sure, that's what he's looking for.
And,
says he wants peace.
And conflict was met.
Yeah.
With conflict. So I guess, whatever.
All right, so Hung Like Jesus is on the line with us here. Just called in on Skype. Hung Like Jesus, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from Georgia.
Hey, everybody. Cantwell sounds pretty scared of me. He knew exactly what he went to Charlottesville for, and when he was met with it, now he wants to run and hide in his hotel room.
All right, hang on. I want to give you more of a chance to say what you got to, but stand by. We're going to come back in hour number 3 if you will stick with us. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks.
GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.